Hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Oh, hey. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda. And this is our wonderful guest, Kith.
Kith.
What's up, Kith?
What's up, Kith?
Guys, don't you love like when you go on a show or like watch a television show and they're like, hey, how are you? Like, we didn't talk like 10 minutes before.
Yeah. They're like, it's so good to see you.
Oh my God.
Kith just walked in.
We weren't expecting him to be here today.
It's crazy that you're here. It's always like that. It's like, oh my God, hi.
Yeah,
and you're
so
like,
on.
And right when you get there, like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. So, anyways, you want coffee or anything?
Exactly. Shout out to Ellen.
Who?
Ellen. Never forget. Ellen.
Never forget.
Now, I know people say she was mean and she wasn't not the nicest person, but Ellen has created a lot of great moments for us back in the day. You didn't watch the Ellen show?
Of course I did.
I loved Ellen.
I watched Ellen's stand-up.
Really?
Like when she, yeah, I watched Ellen's stand-up in college when she came out. It was like, I think she came out in one of her stand-ups, or I could be crazy.
You could be making that up.
I could be making that up, but she had a legit stand-up.
It's definitely...
Fuck her stand-up. We're talking about the Ellen show. That's where it was.
I will say, it's actually so funny to think back on how kind of, I dare say, revolutionary it was that she was just like, guys, let's dance. And everyone was like, whoa.
Oh my God.
She's changing it up. Yes. She's dancing.
Black people loved her because she had rhythm. I'm telling you. It's like, look at this white girl go.
No, it's
always
it's
in
odd.
Khakis.
It's odd to think back on how, like, during that time, she was, like, so loved. And everyone, like, she's the sweetest person on TV.
Literally.
And that's how I choose to remember her.
Good. I'm so glad. Yeah. It's unfortunate that she had that big fall where everyone's like, no, she's psychotic. I was like, wait a second.
Unfortunately, it was one of those where I had heard about it from like people in the industry for years of just like, don't work for her.
Damn.
That sucks. Because
and then I was just like, oh, that sucks. And then like it really like blew up. And it's like,
then you look back at clips when she scares celebrities like aggressively when they're sitting there. And then these creepy things come out of the box. And they're super scared. And Ellen's like... And you're like, uh-oh.
Oh.
I see it. I see that. Oh.
So we got some Ellen haters on our hands here today.
No.
Maybe rightfully so.
I love that you brought up Ellen.
Yeah. Change the subject, Kith. I've been thinking about you this past couple weeks.
Oh, my God. You are lucky. Let me tell you, honey, you are lucky.
Look, listen, Kith, I never think about anybody.
I've been thinking
about you.
I feel
no,
so special.
No, it's very stupid. For some reason, Fetty Wap has been playing so much lately.
Oh, my God.
It has been playing nonstop. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear him for years.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, his music is just all over TikTok.
He's back?
Just his songs.
No, he's in jail.
Yeah, he's in jail. Mm-hmm. 200 pounds of drugs,
no idea.
I believe.
Yeah, it was something crazy.
What? Yeah. How long has he been in jail for?
I don't
for?
Know.
Him and his one eye has been in jail for maybe like 3 years now.
So how is he making music?
He's not.
No, it's remixes of his songs.
Oh,
that have been blowing
okay.
Up.
On
but
TikTok.
It has me thinking about like when we first joined Smosh, Fetty Wap, you couldn't go a day without hearing it multiple times.
Yep.
And that was like for a year or two.
Yeah, it was for like a year or two. I mean, I played it in the office every day.
Every day.
Did you like the songs?
I like the songs
did
a lot.
Did I ever annoy you that I played the music so much?
No. Those songs were very like joyful.
Uh-huh.
They're very lively.
Mm-hmm. I just love Shane listening to music. It's so great.
No, you could
play Fetty Wap and he's just like joyful.
No, truly, like anytime we all got in a car together, it was just so like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Hey,
I mean,
oh
it's so
God.
Good.
I remember our first VidCon, like you sang it to the crowd.
I don't know why.
Let's find that clip.
1738.
1738.
I'm telling you, he had me in a chokehold.
It was so good.
His voice was different. He had melodies. It was very like gravelly, but like just kind of like sweet and nice, you know?
What bums me out, I mean, I get why he's in jail, but it's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that. But I was like, it's sad to me. I'm like, oh, he can't do his music, but I guess he's in jail for a reason.
Actually, you can. I think Tory Lanez just put out some music from jail.
Tory Lanez is going to be in jail for a bit.
For a bit,
Because he shot at Megan Thee Stallion's feet.
Oh, Damn.
I was very into that. I went down a rabbit hole of like, why did he shoot at Megan Thee Stallion's feet while she was out of the car and cops were there? They showed up.
Oh,
what
no.
was going on? No, I know. It's really yeah. weird that I do this. Okay.
With Fetty Wap, though, he had a couple years before he was in jail, so I think he also just kind of wasn't meeting the standards of his first couple songs.
Yeah, for sure.
Those songs were just so huge.
Yeah.
He was never going to meet that.
Wait, mm-hmm. How do you make music from jail? And this is the real question.
I think so.
Keith, do you have the answers?
So I'm just going to go off a whim here. So with the way that recording equipment is now, just like mics and everything, you can record off of the, off of the phone call.
They're doing it through the phone? And how's the quality?
The quality's good because of the way the equipment is. Mm-hmm. Everything, we are truly in the future, y'all.
We are
in the future.
No, it's true.
Now, if you would have did this in 2005, it would have sounded like static.
Shit.
You know?
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I mean, I could record a whole album on my phone, on my like voice memo.
Yep.
Do it.
No, you can't.
I'm gonna do it.
Do it right now.
We should write some music together.
You can do it. You can like record a whole voiceover or a song,
exactly.
And then you can do it through like a type of software, and they can have it right in the studio and record it, edit it, mix it.
It's all about
that.
The editing. It's all about the editing.
That's true. Wow.
Pretty cool shit.
Wow.
Really, really learning a lot here today.
Shane and I start to say the same things at the same time, and it's getting freaky.
Synced.
We're about to learn a lot more about each other because we're going to play some Never Have I Ever today.
I know. The last time we played was with Tommy, and it felt like months ago.
Yeah, I think it was.
And we learned a lot.
Months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a lot about you, but here we go.
Oh, you're going to learn a lot.
See, it's think about it. Like, Keith, I feel like I know everything about you.
Hold on, wait, what?
Well, I mean,
What's going on here?
Of our content back in the day, like, I feel like we just put it all out there.
I'll give you that.
Occasionally, I see fans bring up a show with no name, and I'm like, damn, what a blast from the past.
Oh, yeah, we used to just sit on a couch and talk.
Just talk. It was just a podcast.
Just you two?
No, everyone. We would all, like, sometimes it would be me, Courtney, and Olivia. It was just interchangeable.
A different three people every time. And it was just a podcast, but it was just on Smosh
Pit. I was watching, Courtney was showing us, like, old videos of you guys. What was the show that you guys were in when you were all sitting at this, like, desk and you had the buzzer when you were lying?
Oh, the shock game.
We watched that.
We should bring that back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I asked us to bring it back.
We should play it here on the podcast.
I would be so glad to do it, although I hate to be shocked.
I was going to say, you couldn't keep your hand on it.
I broke the shocker, but I'm so down to go for it now. Now, I'm not saying that I might not break it again, but...
I'm pretty sure the thing doesn't even work. I'm pretty sure it's just random.
I would have been like you. I hate the anticipation.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But it was a very funny video.
It really
sucks. That's not the same as Show With No Name?
No. Show With No Name was chill.
What show is that one called?
That was just the
Shocker
Shock
with Keith.
Not with Keith.
Shocker with Keith.
Yeah. Shocker with Keith and Friends.
Yeah, oh it ran God. For one episode. It was huge.
It was huge.
No. It was a big deal.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, we should absolutely... We'll do that. We'll bring that back here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be perfect for the podcast because that doesn't fit anywhere else on any of our channels.
You could do it in Challenge Pit.
For sure.
I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People like to see people in pain too. So.
It's crazy.
You don't do that type of stuff as much.
You know what
anymore.
I'll never do though?
What?
I never want to be involved in like a period stimulator where they have these on shows.
What? I did that for Challenge Pit.
They like hook up guys to a period stimulator like to get the same amount of cramps as a woman. And I'm like, I don't want to go through it.
I don't even want to watch this. We did that like
I
a year ago.
I do it.
We did it like a year ago on Challenge Pit.
What?
It was like a year and a half ago.
Whoa.
And I got hooked up on all of it, right? And it was like from 1 to 10.
I love that you're hooked up like this. Like,
well, it was on my stomach, right? Or abdomen, you know? And it was on like a low setting, and they started it, and I was immediately like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe it worked.
It was awful. It was truly,
this is why I'm like,
truly awful.
Why? I mean, I don't want to go through it. I don't feel like watching you go through it. That doesn't make me go, yeah.
The thumbnail is quite literally me hooked up to the thing like, oh, like... Yeah, it was brutal.
I gotta watch it.
It sucked. It was also such a unique, I've never experienced like cramps in that region. So it was like a feeling I've never felt before. Yeah. I hated it. But I've never been the type to be like, yeah, I could handle that.
I'm that type. I can handle it.
Let's you think do it, you can Keith. Handle it? Let's do it on you.
No, I don't actually.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you know Keith very well. So you say?
I think so. I mean, look, there's probably a plethora of things I don't know, mm-hmm. but there's so many fun things I do know.
Yeah, I feel like true. To really know Keith, I'd have to like go out with Keith.
Oh, for one night. Sure.
Now that's fun.
All night.
For sure. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about it here or if Amanda knows.
If we talked about it in the last episode.
What, you guys went out once?
No, just one time.
No, it's one of my favorite stories of
Could
all time.
Could you please tell her? Just let her know, like, a fast, like, a. It's really
You're talking
good.
About the Hennessy yeah. and Coke.
Oh, yes. I know about this.
Oh, you know about
you
it?
About
oh,
the Hennessy yeah. and Coke.
You said it the last time he was here.
I think our fans know. I think they've heard this story. Yeah. yeah.
You right. having Hennessy and Coke just makes me laugh mm-hmm. so much.
And I don't know how God. It appeared before me.
Mm-hmm.
But and did you enjoy it?
I did. It was great. I was with Kurt Maloney.
Yep.
It was us both yep. at a
Love
bar.
Kurt. I made them both get a Hennessy and Coke.
And Shane and Kurt sitting there like, Hennessy and Coke. Joyful.
Yeah.
This sure is delightful.
Thanks, guys.
And I was just on the side like, dumbasses are going to hurt in the morning.
I know.
I watched them drink that. I was like,
you're like,
luck.
Good luck. They're
it,
like,
it was good, man.
Tastes like sweet, sweet, sweet.
It was absolutely better than a whiskey and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this makes more sense.
I don't know about sweeter. Me and Hennessy. I personally just don't like sweet drinks.
Mm.
Like, I like gin straight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Hennessy's a little sweet, but maybe if it's mixed in something. Anyways.
Like Coke.
Not like it's offered to me right now.
I mean.
Coke is sweet. We all just have Hennessy and Coke, the whole cast. We're like,
we like pull them out from under the table. It's like, so anyways.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but that was the best.
It's early right now, actually. That wouldn't be.
It is. It is almost, not even 10 a.m.
Yeah. Almost not even 10 a.m.
I mean, I don't want to be judged if I want to drink at 9:30, you know?
We're not going to judge you.
Thank you.
It'd be very
Plenty
funny
of bars open at 9 a.m.
Really?
You're in Ireland. Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Do we want to kick this game off?
Yeah, yes. Let's kick it off.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't want to go first.
Can I go first since
yes.
I'm the
first,
special
Keith?
Guest?
Of course.
You're the special guest.
We're doing five?
We'll start with five, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do several rounds.
Okay. So the goal of this game is to get you guys out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes. you're playing two.
I'm like, playing two.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to kick it off.
Okay.
Kick it off.
Okay.
Never have I ever been white.
Damn it. Okay. Keith.
You can put half. Maybe figure it out. Just kind
yeah,
of like
Portuguese
that.
Is Portuguese weird, is white. Red,
Portuguese
yeah.
is white. I mean, but sure, do I get tan? I'm gonna do. It's very hard to do one finger. Look at that. That's, naturally.
Yes.
Half.
Nice.
No,
half.
I'm just
there
kidding.
We go.
Imagine this is all the way down, but this is what I can do. My fingers can't do that.
I almost have to do two for that one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do your whole hand.
You're out. Shane's out of it.
Shane, you're literally out. But get that Hennessy and Coke.
Look, we might put a couple fingers back up. Maybe.
If you're throwing that one out, Keith, then I've got this one. Never have I. I'm going to see if Amanda has. If this will knock down Amanda too. Never have I ever seen the movie Norbit.
Of course I have.
You have?
Yeah.
That's great.
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
I still haven't seen
Shane,
it.
Shane, you I need to see
I love Eddie Murphy movies.
Crazy.
I'm
yes.
obsessed. Dr. Doolittle,
well,
Norbit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dr. Doolittle. Nutty
Why
Professor.
Why can't I think of any other ones?
I think she said you.
Eddie Murphy.
I love Eddie Murphy.
I love Eddie Murphy movies.
Pluto Nash.
Beverly
I've
Hills
never seen
Cop.
That. Don't. Beverly Hills Cop.
That's
100%.
Great. Uh-huh. That's
100%.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Why am I missing some of...
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, there is such a good Eddie Murphy movie that no one fucking talks about. What is it called? Where he plays... Again, I think two people. The actor, he's like really nerdy and he plays the actor.
Bowfinger.
And thank you.
Bowfinger
is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really funny. Really funny movie.
Am I still putting my finger down for Eddie Murphy?
For Norbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I still haven't seen it.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't gotten around to it.
Shane, I honestly think you
it's
would appreciate
Keith's
it.
It's favorite right. movie.
Yeah, like you
it is
watch
your
it.
Favorite movie.
Could you do some homework tonight for me and watch it?
All right. I will watch
you
Norbit.
Imagine? Courtney, we're going to have to turn off Vanderpump Rules. We're going to
we have to watch Norbit.
Norbit.
We're watching Norbit tonight.
Okay. God, mine are not as good. Okay. Never have I ever peed standing up.
God. Girl, I said, damn.
And I love that. That's a real man. You know? That is a real man. Sorry.
Let me put my finger down.
When you're outside, are you Pete standing up?
Yeah. Keith's sitting on the urinal.
I don't like that
visual.
Wait
a second. You can do that at
sitting
home.
Sitting on the urinal, just peeing into the bathroom.
I don't like that.
Why do they have gel in a urinal? We don't have to get into
what?
That. You know when there's like gel, weird things in a urinal? What is that for? Smell?
I don't actually.
Is it to clean? I think it's to clean the.
So you sit on the half tub of the urinal?
Yes, yes. I sit on the half
tub.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Did you put a finger down?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've got three down, so I'm losing right now.
Yeah. That white one took you out.
Never have I ever done the splits. Keith, you never have?
Do I look like I don't know. Like I can do the splits?
You could.
I can't.
If you stretch, boo, if you stretch, you could.
Oh, well, I can't.
Okay.
I cannot do the splits.
Yes.
Actually, that would be kind of cool.
That's what I've always thought.
It is really cool. And I remember when I got into it, I was like, oh, it's just from years of doing yoga and stretching.
Yeah. Why was I so offended you asked if I could do the splits?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Maybe there's a part of you that
wants to do the splits.
You're like, I'm not flexible.
And you don't need to do you don't need to do this type of split where you're like straightforward.
That's what I want to do.
That's a really hard split.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you know how to do that?
You're talking about the side split.
I don't know. I did side split.
Yeah. Aren't they called like straddles?
Straddles.
Whoa.
Maybe I do. You're talking learn like
you. I think splits. You want a straddle.
Maybe I want a straddle.
I think you want to do a full dance.
A full dance.
A year later, Keith is like, come to my show.
Jump on it. Let's do it.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, my God. I got to get a good one for you guys. Oh, my God. Guys.
Okay.
Never have I ever had my license.
That's damn. You got me.
Still to this day?
Never.
Have you thought about it?
I think about it every day.
Have you practiced driving? Have you?
I've practiced. Ian's practiced with me one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he taught me a little bit.
Cool.
He taught me everything I know, and that's he also really wanted me to buy this old car from him.
That makes sense. Really,
but it did not have air conditioning in it.
No. Wait a second. You can do this. Just go get your permit.
I don't think I want to. I think everybody else wants me to drive more than I want to, you know?
Yeah.
But it's certain things. Okay, I'm going to be honest right now. I had an audition, a commercial audition the other day, right? Or this was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it was for like Pizza Hut. And in it, I had to learn how to drive. I had to know how to drive. Y'all, during auditions, you're gonna lie on your resume.
Oh,
just straight
of
up.
Of course you are.
You know what I mean? So
of
like
course.
You gotta
that's
have a
that's
proper
a rule.
You know what I mean? So it's like you gotta have a proper driver's license. I'm like, shit. But then they also wanted me to be able to play basketball. I'm like, damn, it's a double whammy. Let's see how this shit goes.
I hate that. How many people ask me to play basketball? I'm like, just because I'm 6 feet doesn't mean I do it.
Doesn't mean shit. Just because I'm black don't mean I can jump. You know what I mean? It's just that's not how it works.
Uh-huh.
So when I tell you I lied so hard and I was like, I hope they don't ask for a picture of my license. What am I going to do? I was going to make a fake license so I could get it. Noah was going to teach me
how. At this stage, it's easier to learn how to drive than make a fake license.
But hold on. Guess who's going to teach me how to drive?
Noah.
The worst driver I freaking know. I said, Noah, if I get this, because I got a call back, y'all. I had to go and play basketball in the, y'all. I had to play basketball. It was the craziest audition of my life.
And Ian taught you how to play basketball.
You played basketball? I played.
And I actually, like, I can jump a little bit. I shot to myself. When I tell you, I was like, oh, I went between my legs. I was like, oh, my God. Thank you, God. I think it
just
definitely.
Just off instinct?
Bro, I'm black. There's something within us that we just have it. I got a lot of cousins. We used to shoot basketball back in my day. You know what I mean?
Back in my day,
back
like
in
you're
my day,
60.
I feel like it.
Wait a second. Did they ask you to drive, though?
They said that you had to pull up in the car, so I had to act like it. I can act like I'm driving. You just
lean
back.
Which car did you have?
In my head, I had a convertible.
Hell
in
yeah.
Your head, so you never did it.
I never did it, but I had to
That's
know how
acting.
To drive. Yes.
Did you book the job?
No. But I got down to, got the call back and everything. They laughed at me. I was talking to the director. I was like, oh, this is good. I hope this was the first one I hoped I didn't get. Because I was like, I'm going to really have to prove myself. Yep. And if I'm going to learn how to drive from Noah, like, I'm
no, you're fucked.
SOL. Mm-hmm. He sucks.
You're fucked.
I was in a car with him yesterday. I was like, bro, you actually suck at driving. He said, Keith, you don't even know how. I said, I know how better than you.
No. When you are with a friend who's had their license forever and you fear for your literal mm-hmm. life or you're gripping, mm-hmm. you're like, how have you made it this far?
I don't know.
You should stop driving.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. The crazy thing is, maybe I'm insane because I always get in the car with him. You know? Like, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Well, I always get in the car with my friend who I fear death mm-hmm. every single time.
Yep.
But I haven't yet, so it's fine.
I mean, I've gotten into a few accidents with Noah, so.
Yeah.
A few,
yes. He sucks.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
I believe it was my first day working at Smosh you guys got into it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I've never been the same. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why you don't want to drive.
No.
Trauma.
Thank you.
Trauma.
Thank you for trying to help me, but I don't think at this point.
Keith, I think that you should drive.
I don't think you need to, man.
What if the end of the world happens and you need to drive?
What?
I'll run.
Then if the end of the world is happening, you don't need a license.
That's true. That's true.
There's no government. There's literally nothing stopping you.
Where are you driving to? You know what I mean? If the end of the world is happening, where are you driving to?
Yeah, I'm exactly.
Like, if you've, okay, if
I'm
you
driving
survived.
Towards the comet.
Get me the fuck out of here.
I'm going to ride this thing.
Oh, I was thinking like zombies.
So once again, have you seen any zombie movie? They drive to a new place and the zombies are there.
That's mm-hmm. so true.
You get on a boat, you go to an island, the zombies are there.
And zombies are usually really slow too.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Well, it depends on what zombies you get.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the strain of virus.
Mm. I guess if you've survived in LA without a car for this long, mm-hmm. you're going to be fine.
What's the point?
I mean, now what's the point? Unless you want to, like, drive up north.
Mm-hmm.
You want to drive up north?
I've been learning how to float.
Explain.
Yeah, you're going to need to
go on.
Some
people drive. Some people walk. Some people crawl. I float.
Go on.
I can't.
Shane, I
talk to me. You float while you're walking?
Gravity's not a thing with me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I think you guys are hating on me.
Cut to Keith and Pork Chop just like.
I float here if I don't ride with Noah.
He's getting in the Goodyear blimp to get to work.
Hold on. Never have I ever not floated.
Not me. Wait.
You don't have to answer. That's not one.
Oh, okay. That's not for
That's
me.
That's not one.
I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, I guess no, I have never floated before.
This is fucking
oh my
not,
God.
Not in earnest.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you, Keith.
I floated in water.
Shane, that's not what we're talking about.
Shane, that's not what we're talking about.
I know, okay.
You're floating. I guess you never need to drive. I put my finger down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at one.
I don't know how many I'm at. I kind of cheat.
I think you're like
two.
Have a lot left.
You're three? You have three.
Three? Okay, thank you.
Never have I ever slept in past noon.
What the hell?
I've never slept in past noon.
That's not fair.
11 is, I think, the latest I ever slept in till.
Shane, what's wrong with you?
Past noon?
I wake up early, man. That's how I've always been.
I think in college, I've definitely slept past noon, like on a crazy night.
Yeah. Like, he probably slept past noon when he drank that Hennessy and Coke. And he just doesn't remember.
No, that's why I think my hangovers are always so bad, because I do still wake up early and I just feel awful.
I hate
and I can't
that.
Go back to mm-hmm. sleep.
That's terrible.
It's awful. Yeah.
I'm supposed to keep drinking. You guys aren't doing it right.
No,
wake up and drink again.
Can't.
I've definitely slept past noon in college, but mm-hmm. it's been a while since
sure.
I've... Mm-hmm. I like slept to 11 the other day, and I was like, I must be so tired.
My God.
I literally
you guys
can't.
Aren't living.
I can't sleep. I don't sleep past 9, like, ever.
How late do you sleep until?
It depends.
I float.
It depends.
But I also am like, I'm a baby. I go to bed so early. Like, I get so tired. When I go to parties and I'm like, we're out late, I'm like, I'll even stay up. But I'm like, I am so tired.
You know, even babies stay up late. I think you're an old
person. You're so right. You're so right. Babies are up.
You old.
You're old. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Babies are always awake at like 3 a.m.
You see? You're not.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. No.
I would say I wake up at like 8 or...
That's a good time.
9, but lately 7.
That's great.
See, yeah. I wake up like on a normal day, 5:45 or 6.
Because you work out and shit, too.
I go to the gym before I get here, so we'll have like an 8 a.m. call time, which means I have to get up and go to the gym, get back home, get ready, and get here.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. That's intense. Yeah. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah. More years. That's why. You just trained your
body. I've gotten used to it, yeah. But
it's like my dad on vacation. He's up at 4 a.m. on his computer. I do not know. The man's always like, I'm working. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing at 4 a.m. on your computer? It's Nothing's wild. Open.
But here's here's the thing. Here's what I love about early mornings, and I've said this before. It's not that I like to wake up at 6 a.m. and like get going and like get my day started.
Yeah.
What I love is to wake up at 6 a.m. and to me, before like 8 a.m., nothing matters, right? Nobody's expecting anything of me. The world has not begun yet. So that time is truly time where I get to like relax and do whatever I want.
It's where you catch the worm. The early bird catches the worm.
But yes.
Yeah, I guess. But like for me, I'm like, that's the time like playing video games first thing in the morning at like 6 a.m. is so tranquil and peaceful.
Whoa.
It's awesome because you just wake up and you're like, yeah, like I don't have to do anything right now. My day hasn't started yet. So I'm just up before. It almost feels like this exists in a vacuum. Like I'm in the Matrix for this time.
I'm kind of with you with that because like people aren't awake yet. So you have that time. No one's bothering you. I will say when I can be up that early, I do love it. It's like journal time, pulling card time.
And I think for other people, that time is like after 10 p.m., right? I think people get the same feeling for late at night where it's like, okay, now this time doesn't matter.
See, I'm not a night owl.
I'm not a night owl.
Really?
But I think the feeling is
you
the
are.
Same. I think I the am. Feeling is the same. It's like, here's the hours that are outside of the day where like, this is my time. And nobody can judge me for it.
Yeah, night owls are totally... I know people that, like... My husband's definitely a night owl. Like, he could stay up until 3 a.m. Like, that's his time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the same?
Yeah, I love to stay up when I'm up. I love to sleep when I'm asleep. I float.
What's the latest you've stayed up?
All night.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I only pulled one all-nighter
See,
in my life.
See, I need
life.
To go out with Keith. I don't know if I can physically.
We will have a ball.
I don't know if I can physically because I feel like I'd fall asleep. But, like, it would be fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I've only pulled one all-nighter in my life, and it's not a fun. It's not, a cool story. I was, like, 13, and my friends threw, like, a LAN party.
A land party? What the hell?
LAN. A land party.
What's that?
James knows what I'm talking about.
A land party?
This is from back in the day when, before like internet like connection was what it is now, where we went to a place where there was a bunch of computers that were all hooked up to each other. And me and my friends played video games all night. Like truly all night. And like the sun rose and we were all just still up gaming. And then, like, our parents came and picked us up, and we, like...
You were like, ah, Mom.
I truly was like, ah! It was awesome.
What?
But that's the only time. Because when I got older, like, I can't pull an all-nighter, like, drinking, because alcohol just puts me to sleep.
Mm.
Oh, alcohol is like...
No, it's like that for a bit, and then, like, 1 a.m. hits, and I'm just like...
Shane's body's just different.
It's just different. It's built different.
It's different.
I mean, to put a bunch of computers together and play all night, I don't know if that's something that I would want to do.
I guarantee you, there's at least 5 people in this office today who have pulled an all-nighter at a LAN party.
Wow. Well,
James has, right? Yeah. James has, Scott has. Okay, that's 3 in this room. Mm-hmm. I know Ian probably has. There's got to be other dudes who have.
We just call that a sleepover in girl terms. We just call that a sleepover
A LAN party is a specific thing.
You got to be a white.
Well, when you're sleeping over, you're conjuring spirits, so I don't know.
The chances are higher.
You
got to
be white.
As of right now, white 3 Ian. White guys in this room are all like, yeah, LAN parties. And Ian,
starting to see it through
I think there's going to be some comments. Plenty of comments. People are gonna be like, "I don't fit that demo," and I've been to a LAN party. Now you have to probably be a millennial because LAN parties just haven't been a thing in a long time.
Yeah, because I'm picturing big computers.
It was back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like computers that are physically connected.
Gateway 2000.
Whereas like Trevor probably never had a LAN party because he's grown up in the era of just
baby.
The internet was what it is now, so he didn't need that.
Yeah.
You can just play with anyone anytime now. But it used to be special to play video games with your friends.
Oh, that's like sweet.
That. Yeah, it was very cool.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to all the LAN parties.
Shout out to the LAN parties. And shout out to my sleepover girlies who definitely summoned a demon and drank weird shit in the fridge and ran around the house naked.
Oh my God.
Sorry, what?
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
well, that sounds a little crazier.
My turn.
Yep.
Never have I ever shaved my head.
That's awesome. Wow. Oh
my God. I've shaved my head.
I never have shaved my head.
Really?
Wait, I've seen you with your head shaved.
Yeah, yeah.
That to this day is one of my favorite moments in all of Smosh.
Oh, is your reveal? You did it?
Have you ever? You haven't seen this video. Oh,
Smosh Winter Games.
Was it Winter Games? I thought it was Summer Games.
It was. I did it a couple times. I shaved my head a couple different ways.
But you revealed it like in a video to everyone in a way that was just.
Oh yeah, I shaved half of my head. We called myself Old Man Keith. I gave myself like the George Jefferson.
Yeah.
Oh wait, so you just had hair up here?
No, I didn't have hair right there. It was on the sides.
You had the Homer Simpson.
Yes.
I had a hat on the whole time. Nobody knew. I think I only told like Noah, of course, and maybe like Joe.
Because he drove me there.
Yeah, he drove me there. Oh my God, I was fearing for my life. But I ended up taking off my hat, and I kept that whole. Haircut the whole
Stop.
Time. It aged me like 20 years.
Of course it did. Sure. That is not a good look.
And then when you were bald, it was like shiny bald.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. For sure.
So it was incredible.
So you bicked it? Is that a term that you guys know?
What is that?
Maybe that's an East Coast term. When a zero is you're calling bicking it.
Okay, well I bicked it. Hey!
He bicked it.
I bicked it. Yes.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Nobody ever
big
knows.
Energy.
Okay, good to know. I can't believe you've never shaved your head. I want to shave my head so bad.
Do it.
No, because I'm growing this out.
But you can also wear wigs. You have the luxury of
a wig. No, it's true. I can wear wigs. True. I was thinking about it. When my hair was really, really short, I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just shave it.
I'm certain still that, like, one day I'll be bald. Like, I think that'll happen.
Really?
Just someday. You know, and I don't know when.
Someday.
But
you have
someday.
A lot of hair, though.
Mm-hmm. But
also has a big head.
I have a big head, so it might be cool. But I've always been very curious about what it would look like. Like, I think I'm like, I feel pretty
I
good about it.
I think it would look good.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that you actually should do, like, a close cut.
Interesting.
I think that would look really good.
Like a buzz?
Like a buzz cut.
Yeah. You should go for it. You should go for
Not
it.
Not military then, like, buzz cut.
No.
Just like all the way.
Why?
Oh, you like that?
I think high and tight.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool with the like a nice mustache.
Yeah.
That
just
would be
full on cop.
Whoa.
That would
just,
be dope.
Just full on.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I support it.
Fine. Okay.
I support all that. All
right, do it.
Bro, I'm telling you, just go for it. You'll never know unless you go for it, Shane.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. What could
okay,
go wrong?
Okay, Shane.
My turn?
He's going to shave his head.
Way.
Oh, my
Everyone
God.
Everyone is at one.
Everyone's at one.
Don't look at him.
Okay, I can't see.
Oh, okay, I got a good one. Never have I ever made a to-do list.
Oh.
Really? You never have?
All the time.
Yes, and I knew that. You guys are very organized.
All the time.
I have never in my life made a to-do list. I just keep it up here.
Nope.
And I forget everything that I need
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
Everything.
A to-do list,
everything.
I'm like...
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Yep. You love a to-do list. I know
you
do too.
I love a to-do list. Yep. Because I do to-do lists because I'm forgetful. Mm. So I have to write stuff down.
I'm forgetful too. But I don't
You're
like to
it's all
But you just let
here.
It ride. You're like, well.
Like, I float.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't understand that. There are so many people who do that who are like, it's all up here. And I'm like, but you forget every single
but
time.
But the thing is, in your head, you're like, I'm not going to forget. But
that's true.
You forget, you know?
See, for me, if I don't write it down, it actually keeps me up at night. Like, I'll be like, I have to do that thing. I have to remember. But once I write it down, rest.
Well, I hate the feeling of remembering that I've forgotten to do something. And I go, oh shoot, I forgot to text that person back, or oh shit, I forgot to like take care of that thing or pay that bill.
Now that
I hate that feeling.
I hate that too.
So I write it down so I don't have to ever feel that feeling.
But you're like, but I won't.
You're going to set a reminder to make a to-do list and forget.
If someone gifted you a to-do list that was like really cute, like to-do list, and it had like little hearts over it, would you use it?
No, because it's all up in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Good to know. I will throw away your gift. I'm just kidding.
Why didn't you just ask me what I want?
No, I'm just kidding. Listen, you don't need a thing that says to-do list. You just write it on any scrap of paper.
Oh.
I have scraps of paper all over the house. Guardy's like, what is this? I'm like, it's my to-do list from last year. And I did it.
I love to just, write them down on like a yellow pad. And then like eventually I just crumple it up and throw it at my cat.
Wow, your poor cat.
He loves it.
Does he?
Yeah, man. Truly. If it's as long as it's not, it's like something soft and whatever, you throw it at your cat, your cat's like, oh.
I don't understand the life that people live with cats, because I watched Cats and I was like up at night, like, what the fuck is happening? I watched three cats like years ago and they were like, vroom,
yeah,
vroom, and then they were like doing muffins or whatever it's called on your body.
Yeah.
They're like
making biscuits.
Is yeah, that they were making a fuck ton of biscuits. All goddamn night.
No, they're mysterious. That's what's fun about cats. You just don't know what the fuck is going on ever.
They're nocturnal. Right?
They're not technically nocturnal, but they're like dawn and dusk like types of predators. So, but they'll sometimes just be up whenever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
They're just weird. They don't have a schedule. They sleep, I think it's like 17 hours.
Here's the thing. I can appreciate cats. I'm kind of allergic to cats, but I can appreciate them. But I don't know if I would be able to live with one.
Oh.
How are you kind of allergic?
Over your house and be totally fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if I spent like 4 days there, I would be sneezing and itchy. Mm.
See, I love cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different experience, though. Mm-hmm. Now, also individually, like every dog and cat has their own personality. Mm-hmm. Like one of my cats is just fully a dog. Mm-hmm. Like wants to play fetch, wants so much attention all the time. But our other cat is just actually a cat.
Mm-hmm. He's like, don't touch me.
She doesn't mind that, but she's just very, like, can just be on her own and is, like, very skittish and
do
whatever.
Do they get along?
Oh, yeah. They're brother and sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
But some dogs are like a cat. Mm-hmm. Some dogs don't want to be touched.
Oh, totally.
At all. But dogs are just so fun because, like, I feel like there's a much more, like, communication between humans and dogs. Like, we get it. Whereas with cats, you're sometimes like, I don't know what you're thinking, man.
Exactly.
I think cats are like, you know, they're a little haunted sometimes. Yeah. You're like, I don't know what the hell is going on inside
exactly.
that head. Yeah. They sometimes just act weird. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right.
I like to know what's in my house, you know?
Same.
You see what I'm saying?
Where you come in and you're like, where is it?
Yeah, like, no, I don't want to be surprised.
It is very funny when I walk in and I'm like, I don't know where my cats are. And I sometimes like go and I like look around for them. I'm like, where are they?
See, right. That would never happen with Porkchop.
No,
Porkchop is like, I've been at the door since you left.
Oh, I know. God. Dogs make themselves known. Whereas also, sometimes you'll just be, you won't know where your cats are. And you'll just be like at the kitchen counter and all of a sudden you'll turn and they're just there. Because they're so silent. That you're suddenly just like, oh, like, mm-mm. Boom, you're right behind me.
Oh.
I don't like that. I grew up with cats, believe it or not. My mom was like a cat lady. We had a cat, we had an all gray cat. We called it Old Lady.
Love that name.
And we had a white cat named Fleece.
Aww.
Love
yeah,
that.
My mom loves naming cats. But yeah, we had them and I appreciated them. But the older I've gotten, I like love dogs, you know.
Me too.
Well, Porkchop is such a sweetheart.
She's the best thing that happened to me.
Cute.
Truly. Truly.
How old is Porkchop now?
She like 100 years old. She's 4. She'll be 5.
100 years old. There's no way. She has so much energy.
Yeah, that's my baby.
She's so cute.
Did you guys just lose?
We did just lose.
We just won
the first round.
Did you win?
Yeah.
We'll just keep going.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay,
another
so
round.
You
let's
win.
Do it.
You'll see.
You barely won.
Barely. Barely.
Never have I ever watched true crime for an entire day. I knew I'd get both of you.
That's so messed up.
Look at us.
It's so messed up.
It's the best thing in the world.
Do you still watch Forensic Files?
I mean, I've watched all the episodes. So whenever I go like on a trip and I'm at a hotel, there's one channel that only has Forensic Files. Mm-hmm. I put it on the TV.
Are there new episodes of Forensic Files?
They tried to do Forensic Files too, but the guy who was the narrator of the first one, he's dead.
Okay.
So they tried to get
and somebody. And they haven't solved his murder.
You see? And that's it. His voice was so great, I could sleep to it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's like, for me, it's the Unsolved Mysteries guy, the original.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's
I
good.
Forget how it's... I don't know how...
Very calming voices.
I could sleep to it, too. Mm-hmm.
Does that make us crazy?
Huh?
Does that make us crazy?
No.
Mm-hmm, mm-mm.
But mine is First 48. I think I've seen every single episode of the First 48. It is probably the harshest...
It's brutal.
...detective show. It is so brutal.
Because it's also like
have you
there's
ever
no
seen
closure.
It?
Yeah, my mom loves First 48.
It is so brutal.
Every episode's just like, yeah, he got away.
No.
Yeah, he did it.
No.
And he got away.
No.
The good guys lose again.
No, they usually solve it. Here's why I like it so much is because they follow a lot of the detectives in their lifestyle, which is like probably why I created Sarah Kreis, because a lot of them are like fucked single and they have no time to go home and sleep.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well,
they drink coffee and whiskey.
And weirdly, like, I just want to know. I'm like, whoa, what is that like?
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Anyways,
it's not good.
So yeah, yeah.
Shit.
That's all right. That's us.
Yep.
Have fun with that. I'm watching cartoons.
I can't. Cartoons, after a while, makes me feel nuts.
No, actually,
really?
You want to know what you guys, so if you're at a hotel, mm-hmm. you're trying to find true crime.
Forensic files. For sure, just forensic
files. See, because me, I'm in a hotel, I immediately, there's one show that I look for, and it's Family Feud, and it's always mm-hmm. on.
Yep.
And it's incredible. Mm-hmm. There is no show I think I have more fun watching mm-hmm. than Family Feud.
It is
it's
fun.
Incredible.
It can get cringe sometimes.
Oh, and that's
though.
The best part.
Where it's like mm-hmm. the one aunt who really sucks at the game, and they're always, all just like...
It's always an aunt. It's always an aunt, and she's at the end.
She's like,
and you can tell they're just like, we needed to bring a fifth person, and she was all we had.
She's all dressed up. They're all in matching shirts. She's like, ah, I'm here.
And they're still like, good answer. Good answer.
Like, yeah.
No, totally. Good answer. Mm-hmm. Fucking bitch.
Like, saying the most insane shit you've ever heard in your life. And they're like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's incredible.
Steve Harvey does a really great job on
that
show.
He's so good. He's
might
so
be,
funny.
I think he's my favorite host of all time.
Oh, really?
Because he's just so fucking funny with it. Mm-hmm. Like, he the way he navigates everything mm-hmm. is so good. Because, like, he catches those cringe moments. Like, mm-hmm. people say something outrageous. And he always does the same thing. But it's funny every time where, like, a guy will be up there and it'll be just like, you know, name something you'd never say to your wife. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he'd be like, you sure you're going to wear those or something? And then he just does the, like, response of just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
he
walks off and he's like,
yeah.
You know she's right over there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's just so great. I laugh every time.
See, I like that. That makes me feel comfortable. It's like watching Andy Cohen do reunions. Like every time I watch him, I'm like, okay, I feel good about this. Because I don't usually like watching reunions, but I feel safe. Like I like when the host, I don't know if they like diffuse the cringe mm-hmm. or they just like play with the cringe and make it more grounded.
I would say my two favorite hosts are Steve Harvey and Conan O'Brien for different reasons.
Conan O'Brien is
But
so
Steve
good.
Harvey, when it comes to hosting like a game show, he just does it so well and he elevates it, right?
Yeah.
Like Family Feud works without that, but mm-hmm. he makes it so much more fun. And he layers the, like, moments, and he recognizes moments so well. Mm-hmm. But Andy Cohen's great when it comes to drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's there to, like,
Steve
really...
Steve Harvey.
It's incredible.
What is his life
like? I don't know. He's from Ohio.
Him with his 5 million suits.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know each other, obviously, because Ohio's small.
Yeah, everyone...
Uncle Steve.
Ohio's so small.
Yep. Uncle Steve. Yep.
Okay. Never have I ever had an online dating profile.
Oh, I haven't.
Are you talking about like Tinder and
shit,
Bumble and stuff? Like,
all of it.
Bumble and Tinder and stuff? Oh, yeah.
You had one?
Oh, yeah. I used
Whoa!
Bumble.
No. What were your prompts? What was your answer?
I don't think Bumble had prompts back when I was using it. This was like before. That's Hinge you're thinking
of. Can we find your profile?
No, I think I deleted it. I deleted it forever ago. So you've never had...
No. I'd rather meet in person.
Look, and here's the thing. I've actively said I don't really like them. I hate them. I don't like what dating apps have done to like the psyche. Look, it works for some people. I'm not going to say like
it totally does. Yeah,
everything works for some people. I just think the overall, it's been bad. And when I was on it, I stopped. Like I was single and deleted them all, and I was still single for a long time after, because I didn't like how it was affecting me.
Really?
I was like, I started to be like, I don't like that I'm swiping on people just based on just immediate thing. I don't like what that's doing to me. And this is...
Morally, you felt wrong.
Morally, but I was also just like on a psychological level. I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that I think it's like, quote unquote, wrong. It's that mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't like how this is making me feel about... like how I view other people,
right. mm-hmm.
and in my search for like finding someone.
Yeah. So none of them were cute.
No, there's tons of cute, but it's just, but it's also just like it's tough because it's a photo, and I'm also I recognize at a certain point I'm like I'm such an introvert that like I'm not gonna meet someone through this way.
Were people like messaging you and you were chatting?
Yeah,
with them?
I went on several dates.
Really?
Hold
on, was that when we were back at Defy?
Yeah, we were back at Defy.
Yep, I do remember that era.
And, like, I met some cool people, but it was just, like, I also just without like, I needed to like know people first.
Yeah.
And like a first date is so tough when you really just don't have much. Because I just
like
I
to meet people in person.
Yeah. And there's so much that you get from like meeting people organically that it was hard through that. But it was, you know, yeah, I went on a couple, like not much.
Yeah.
I want to say I went on like two.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that era. It was short-lived.
I was
short-lived.
It was.
I was trying. But yeah, I don't know. And I feel like I don't hear as much about dating apps nowadays.
I mean, because
like,
everybody's on them.
Everyone's on them. Yeah.
Everyone's
on them.
There's
so many people who are on them who, like, I know are on them. Like, a lot of my friends will be on them. They'll delete them. Then they're on them. Yep. They'll delete them. Yep. And then they're like, I'm back on them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the ratio of people who are in successful relationships from dating apps when everyone is on dating apps is like very low.
Hold on, I will
say. Like the success rate is not very high.
One of my friends, he's from Ohio, his name's Benny. I'm gonna shout Benny out.
I love when you shout out people.
That Benny's like my homeboy. He's like incredible guy, right? He was going on dates on, I don't know if it was like Bumble or which one it was, but he was seeing some girls off the shit. And pretty much there was this one girl, he was about to move to Thailand, right? And he ended up meeting this girl and they're still seeing each other.
Wow.
They like actually love each other. Like it is the sweetest thing because she's so normal. She's like one of the boys when we all hang out. She comes, hangs out, and she's like the sweetest. She'll text like if we're all hanging out together and she's not there, she's like, usually he texts me just making sure you guys are good. You know, just like she's like the sweetest thing. When she went to go visit him, he was back in Ohio visiting family for a bit before he moves to Thailand, and she ended up going to visit him, and she ended up, my birthday was around the time she was out there. She was like, hey, I'm going to Ohio, do you want like a care package? Like she looks out for his friends, like one of the best people that I met. She's like,
wait,
sweet.
Is she from Thailand?
No, he's going to move, but then you know
he
they started
her.
Yes,
oh, he didn't move,
he hasn't moved yet. I think he's gonna go for a bit, but it's one of those situations where I'm like, there is hope for dating sites.
100%.
I'm not for it, but like when I seen that for him, I was like, oh my god, like this is beautiful.
Yeah. To be fair, you can meet someone through any means, right? Like it's not that it's like, oh, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I didn't like, I was starting to like think about things I would never think about.
Yeah.
Right? Because you start to be like, oh, you're assessing all this information and all these numbers. And I'm like, I don't care about any of this.
Mm. Right.
I just want to meet someone and have fun with them. I recognized, I was like, this isn't good for me.
I'm just so interested. I'm like so, because so many people I know are on it. So I'm so interested, like, how does it work? Because, like, I hear a lot of, like, bad stories about it. But then I also hear, like, oh, you're, like, hanging out with this person for a while. And do it.
People get bored, you know?
Yeah.
It's just social media. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, truly. Mm-hmm. It's just another app, another something.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my next one. Put those fingers up.
Yours are good.
Yeah.
I only have one down.
I've got four left.
Well, you're going to both put a finger down because never have I ever been married.
Damn.
Yeah, put them fingers down.
I'm not.
Wait.
I lied.
Things have happened. It's been a crazy year. No, I'm just kidding.
But you were married.
So weird. Yeah, I'm almost married 2 years.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Time is flying.
Wow. We've been together almost 10.
Damn.
Damn.
10 fucking years.
Time is flying.
That is insane.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, I always thought that when you're with someone for that long, you're like, oh my God, it must get like old and routine. For me, it's not. Because every year I'm like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Every year I'm like, who are you? Whoa. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Like, yeah, I love it. It's great.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love
fucking
that.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to say getting married is for quitters. But you guys... You guys are making me feel like one day I do want to, you know.
It has to be a person. For me, I told H, I was like, the moment you say, like, you know, I'm a simple man. I'm like, that'll be the death of our marriage. Like, just saying, like, let's do whatever you want. I'm a simple man, blah, blah, blah. I know some people want that, but for me, I don't enjoy that. Like, he's always transforming, always changing, always coming up with, like, that's what you don't think about when you're like younger and think about these people in these long relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it was our generation and our parents and mine are divorced where you're just like, oh my God, this person never changes and it's like the same thing. But for me, I'm like, that's not how I'm experiencing this long relationship.
That's beautiful.
Every year is super different and new. Totally. And yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep living. Oh. You got to keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wow. beautiful. I'm going to go get married today.
I'm getting married today. No, will you drive me?
No, drive me to my wedding. No,
you got to make it to the altar, Keith.
No, drive me to my wedding.
I just see you and Noah fucking friends forever and mm-hmm. him fucking taking you around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fuck my partner. Noah's going to drive me.
God damn.
I didn't get married, but I got Noah. And he's like...
The thing is, Noah would be there too.
I know. Yeah.
Noah truly
He's such
would.
A good friend.
He
like,
really
he's
is.
A ride or die.
For sure. And I am too, because I've been in that passenger seat and almost died so many times. So many times. God is good because I'm still here. Oh my God. Woo.
At a certain point, God's going to be like, stop getting in that car.
God's like, I can't anymore with you guys.
I've called him so many favors.
Oh my God. He'll like kind of push his the acceleration up a little bit, and he'll go and like press on the brake really fast. He's like, and I'm like, oh my god, and he's like, nope, not today. And I'm like, yeah, not today. Let's not do that today.
Noah just cracks me the fuck up.
He's different. That is one friend of mine who I will say sometimes I call him. I'll be watching something and, you know, a certain topic will come up and I'll call him just to hear his take, because his takes are so, like, Noah has his own way of, like, thinking.
Yeah.
He really has his own way of thinking, and I'm like, let me hear what he's going to say today.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, sometimes he starts out so, like, you know, so common and, like, just the way that everybody else thinks, and
grounded,
he'll start
yeah.
very grounded, and by the end, he will flip it on me and he will say some shit was like, that's what I've been waiting for.
Yep.
And yeah. he's consistent every time.
It's magic. He just said, mm-hmm. like, I'm just like, wow, mm-hmm. your brain.
Yeah, how'd you come up with that?
He's like, it's always been here. Yeah. It's always been here.
Oh, he's insane. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's insane. That's my boy.
I love it. Fucking love it.
I'm at three.
I'm at four, I think. Okay.
God damn it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Never have I ever had a stranger ask to buy me a drink.
Oh, definitely.
That's every day. I'm not an alcoholic, but that's every
that's
day.
That's every day.
Damn. I never,
never
have.
It's actually kind of fun.
Really? Shane doesn't go out.
Shane!
I go out.
Here's the thing.
I've been
I
out
want
plenty.
Shane to go to a bar by himself.
Did you hear
and
how
sit
he
there.
Said?
What did he say?
I go out.
Tennessee is enjoyable.
But I've also gone out a lot in my life, and never.
Really?
Never.
But I want you to just go to a bar by yourself and read a book, and I swear to God, you are going to have someone buy you a drink.
Mm.
Like, today.
Mm-hmm.
You at a bar with a book? Are you kidding me?
No.
Look at this boy. He's just like...
I want to go to the loudest bar. I want to be at like a club, just like reading a book.
Also,
and they exist.
Yeah, for sure.
They're everywhere.
For
when
sure.
I was bartending, we always had that one guy who most women were like, who's that? And he was always reading like some book, either a historical fiction or a novel. And he was just sitting there with a martini or a scotch. And he's just, you know, looking around a little bit. And he's sitting there. And you're like, is everything okay? It's like, everything's okay.
Instead of dating apps, that's what I should have done. I should have been at a bar reading a book, and the book is titled, like, How to Be Really Good at Fucking. And I'm there, and I'm just like,
oh. Shane, you would get a gallon of cocktails.
Yeah.
You would get, when we were behind the bar, literally,
sure.
we would be like, get the mop. This one.
Get the mop. Get the mop.
We'd be like, man, I'm going to get the mop on seat four. And I'd be like, mm-hmm, yes, I see that.
Get the mop.
Because it was just
crazy.
Like, it was just, if you had a book that said How to Be Good at Fucking, you would have six martinis in front of you. You'd just be like,
yep.
Thank you. And they'd be like, that's so crazy. What are you reading?
You would have a choice to make.
Like, just some light reading. I don't know.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Well,
I mean, you're married now, but like,
yeah,
just, hey, listen,
it works
just
out
for
me.
The experiment. You know what? Courtney can be in a booth over there and watch you.
Yeah.
Just make it a video. Just make it a video.
I would love nothing.
We're doing
more.
A little experiment today.
Dude, when Garda used to bartend, I used to sit a little far away and just sit with my little drink and be like, and pretend that he wasn't my husband. And I would joke, it was the best. Because people say shit around you that they don't know.
Right.
And then, like, one time we worked together for like a month, and I didn't say that we were dating or husband or anything, and it was so fun.
Oh,
it was so fun.
Were people talking shit?
people weren't really talking shit, but they were just like, oh yeah, sometimes they would complain. Sometimes they would be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes be like, oh my God, that girl is just there just sitting at the bar talking to blah, blah, blah. Like, ugh, he's not even paying attention. And I was like,
that bartender doesn't like you.
Let me just go see. No, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was
That's
very fun.
So funny.
It's like a fun social experiment.
Sure.
When you work in bars for so long, mm-hmm. I mean,
you just see
to
every
be on
type
dating
of person.
Apps. It's just like, it's all there. A reality yeah. show, it's happening in one bar.
I yeah. love that. I love a trashy so reality cool. show.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
well, hell
just
yeah.
saying, if you want to do that, I'll orchestrate it.
Okay.
Courtney will be there. So
Courtney will love it.
Did
I cannot hold up my fingers. Look at this.
Yeah, I think you're at three, right? Three?
Okay.
This is true. Never have I ever called out sick because I was faking it.
We've all done that.
Like ever. Like even at school.
That was school was a like every Friday for me.
See, I was like, my mom was so aggressive. She
really?
Was like, unless you're throwing up.
Really?
On your deathbed, you're going
my
to school.
My mom would have me sign a note. She's like, Keith, are you going to school today? No, mom. Okay, sign my name.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, she was cool with it. I was a good kid.
I never did. Mm.
I just wish, for once, it was like some days you just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And like, but I never, so I think that carried on. So I always felt really guilty. I was like, I can't call out. But then it would be worse because then you'd show up feeling like not great.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't think I ever did in school, but granted, I also didn't like go to a physical high school.
Oh.
Or here at Smosh.
But here at Smosh, I don't think I ever have either. I definitely don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Well, that one was fun.
Oh, never have I ever. Sorry, did you just fall asleep on me? Did you
no.
just fall asleep
no,
on me?
No,
I gotta,
we're
I gotta
here.
Find a good
no.
one.
We're here, dude.
That's messed up. That's
no,
messed
man,
up.
We're here.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Never have I ever been on a cruise.
Shit.
Unfortunately, I have.
And that was recent that I got to go on one, and it was...
Your cruise was cool.
That was sick. That was a sick opportunity.
My cruise was interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we talked about
yeah,
it here.
Yeah, my cruise was like... It was my first time... It wasn't my first time on a cruise. I went on a cruise when I was like a little kid. But as an adult, I felt pretty claustrophobic the whole time. I was just like...
Oh.
And the food. Whew,
now, I went on.
I think for me, I don't think cruises are just for me. Some people fucking love mm-hmm. it.
But
my
yours
dad
was a week,
loves
right?
it. Mine was a week. Mine was Jeez. In Alaska.
Mine was 3 days, which was perfect.
Mm.
It's 3 days?
3 days is awesome.
Fun.
Get to experience it, get to get off, and you're done.
Do you guys get like motion sick at all? Like,
no, I don't.
I
one
get that.
Day, well, you really don't, but one day it was a bit stormy. So the boat was like tipped for a long time, one way and a long way. And I felt pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I felt a little trapped. Mm. Like everywhere you went, there were tons of people, like
yeah.
loud ass music. There was never any like quiet time mm-hmm. for me. No. And I need that sometimes to recharge. And also like you couldn't get anywhere. It took you forever. There were so many fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like hot tub, there was 4 hot tubs.
That sounds fun.
For like thousands of people. I think I was also with my niece and nephew and they were like diving into the hot tub. And
oh,
I was
wow.
just like.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You should go.
Yeah. I think I'm going to.
I think
to,
you would enjoy.
I just get motion sick. Like even being in a car too
Dramamine.
Long. Really?
Dramamine.
Do a yeah. little patch of Dramamine. My brother-in-law. Also,
uh-huh.
he wore it every day.
Really? Okay.
So you put it on
okay.
before you, like, every day.
There's a patch
a little
of Dramamine?
Tired. Yeah, you can put it right
oh,
behind
I
your ear.
Oh, I just know about the, like, pill form.
So you can put it right behind your ear as you start, and you're totally
wow.
fine. You just feel a little tired.
That's fine.
You'll be fine.
I have a lot of energy, so, like...
You'll be fine.
I need
we're
that.
At a 12,
you
I can
probably,
go down to about a 10.
You would probably love it, because it's also, like, you're also free. Like, if mm-hmm. you do the package or whatever, you uh-huh. can just go get drinks whenever you want.
Yes.
Go get food whenever you
oh
want.
Oh, my God.
No, it was wild.
Can you guys, like, put that together for me?
Okay,
yeah.
we'll send you on a cruise.
I'll set up his bar date
uh-huh.
with his wife.
Uh-huh.
And I'll set up the cruise. And I'll set up the cruise with you. You
Thank
want Princess? You want Caribbean? Well... Some of them are not so good.
I think I would do Caribbean. I've heard
okay.
of that one, right?
Royal Caribbean. Some of them are not so good.
That's
Some people
fine.
Get sick.
Okay, we've talked about driving. We've talked about boats.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever missed a flight.
Shut up, Shane. You know, you know I've missed
flights. I absolutely have missed a flight. Not because of me.
Not because he, it doesn't matter.
My mom
still
is a legend of missing flights.
Really?
Oh, she fucking, it is her job to push it to the last minute.
That's wild.
She actually is stubborn as hell. She'll be like, I'm not getting up there. I'm going to enjoy my food. I am not going to line up. And she'll miss shit.
Oh, damn.
One time we were drinking a margarita and she missed an entire flight.
So you're at the airport.
Yeah. 100%.
So you already have gone through the work of getting to the airport, and then you missed the flight.
Yeah, but I've done that.
You've done
since.
That
yep,
too?
Yep, I've done it. I slept.
You fell asleep at the airport and then missed a flight.
Yep.
No.
That's rough.
Recent?
No, this was years ago. This was back Defy days, for sure. I've missed so many flights. I mean, even when we had to film in Sacramento every 2 weeks, I missed some flights.
My favorite, though, was when you one time showed up a day early to a flight.
It was actually on Easter. I went on a Sunday. It was Easter, and I was like, why is my number not working? I was just trying to type it in. I'm like, 857-6588-BC.
Keith sends us all a photo of him just like, just at the airport.
That's awful. What
I'm
did you do?
Sure I just went back home.
Yeah, okay.
And then went to the airport the next day.
I hope you didn't stay there.
No.
Went through the whole routine of getting up and going to the airport.
Yeah, I've done it a few times.
No, I refuse to miss a flight. I would just hate it.
No, they're terrible. I haven't missed one. I mean, now that I'm not like flying every time with my mom, but as a kid, my mom would take any deal as well.
So
you got bumped, mm-hmm. she was like, we are not going. We're taking the money.
Really?
I mean, hey,
100%.
There's been times where I've been tempted, right? Like if I'm flying by myself and they're like, yeah, we're offering like a $500 thing. It's like, dude, like.
I did it once with H and it was super worth it. We got like vouchers and we were able to do like two other flights.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like sometimes if you're not in a rush, take it.
Yeah.
But it's rare.
Rare.
That's wild. So when you guys miss the flight, is your mom the type that's like,
she's super angry at everyone?
She's then mad. Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, somebody should have been on the clock. And you're like, you did this.
You literally just did
this. And she's like, I don't know what we're gonna do. It's always pan. No, my mom at the airport is not enjoyable.
I would lose my mind.
I love her so much. She's such a savvy traveler, and I love traveling with her. But at the airport, oh no, no, bad. She's just like when me and my sister went to Bolivia and we were young, and I get it. She got stressed, but she was fine up until we crossed the security, and she was like, I shouldn't be letting you girls do this. What's happening? Do we have the right documents? Like, she just
does your mom draw attention from strangers at 100%. The airport?
My daughters are going to Bolivia by themselves. I don't know if I'm making the right decision. I'm like, oh my god. Oh yeah. This is probably why I hate movies like Meet the Parents or anything cringy, because she's just one of those who just...
Dude, people who like cause a scene at the airport are, unfortunately, I love them.
Yes.
Like, no.
When I'm at the airport, this is me at my most toxic, is if I'm at the airport and drama breaks out, I am like, I need to find a seat closer to this. I need
not
to
when
just,
you're
just
in
to
it.
Like, not when I'm in it. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not when she screams
girls. I'm never in it.
Girls! Girls! Girls, get your bags! And you're just like, I don't know if the driver's going to show up. I booked it on eBay. I bet on this trip. My mom is just like, everything's like a bet. One time we went to Italy and the whole thing was on a bet. Anyways,
what?
I can't even get online. There's online where you can bet on trips. She's a gambler. It's fine. Listen.
I love your mom.
You just get to a place and she's like, I don't know if we're going to get to this place. I don't know if it's real, but we're going to get there. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know.
Maybe
that's why I'm like, try to be too stable. Anyways, we can dig into that another time. I'm out.
Never have I ever... You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sorry.
Just a shame. Fine with me.
Never. Yeah, you're out of it.
Yeah, I'm out.
Never have I ever been out of the country.
Really? You never have?
I've never been out of the country.
Honey, what we gotta get you to drive, and we gotta get you out of this country.
We gotta.
Where would you want to go?
Huh?
Where would you want
to
go?
To hell.
No. That's not out of the country.
You don't have to leave the country.
I would want to go to. I don't know. Mexico.
Hell yeah.
No. Like, truly, I would probably want to go to somewhere in South America. My friend Roland is there right now. He's like actor. I forget where he's at exactly, but he's been like just traveling. He's an actor and
beautiful.
Everything. And he's like, you know, he's good. So he was like, you know what? I just want to go and experience
the
world.
I love South America.
And he just like packed all his shit up and left. And he's like, Keith, you got to come and visit me. I was like, got to get a passport first before I do that.
Passport and a backpack.
Yeah.
Like a good backpack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, I've never been out of the country.
I think I have one if you want to borrow one.
Yeah?
Yep.
I would appreciate that.
Yep.
But I have to get my passport first.
You do.
You do have to get your...
You actually do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if you went to another country and got your license there.
That would be incredible.
You know how to drive on the...
What?
If
that would
you,
be crazy.
If you learn how to drive on the left side of the road,
that would
be really
insane.
Funny. Okay, so we're both at one.
Yep.
Amanda, do you have any left?
Oh, yeah, she could be
like... Because I feel like I could throw one out and just
kill me.
Kill you, but
I don't know.
You should do it.
I don't know if this will get any of you.
Well,
I wrote it
just
down.
Just give it a shot.
Okay. Never have I ever walked in on a family member doing it.
Oh my God.
I haven't.
Oh my Same. God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, 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 no. I'm gonna talk about this. This is gonna be a great story.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go in details, but I'm gonna give you
take it away,
Keith. A little something, something.
Oh.
So I remember I was playing with my race cars. I'm in my room.
As one does.
Yeah, I'm in my room and I'm playing my race cars and they're just like zoom, 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 zoom.
Getting into it.
And I decided to go to my parents' room.
Yeah.
I remember I opened that door and I seen what I seen. And when I seen what I seen, everything within me just left my body. Everything. I was like, what the heck? And I ran. I ran to my room, to my race car so fast because I knew something was wrong. Something was wrong. That what they were doing wasn't right. I didn't like what I seen. I just knew it was wrong. Something within me.
Uh-huh.
So I started playing my race cars. Of course, it takes them a few minutes because they're like, what do you know?
Yeah.
And
they saw you.
They saw me. Mm-hmm. We saw each other.
Ooh. No, thank you.
It was like, ding, 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 ding. So I started playing my race cars, and they're going fast again. And, like, that's how fast my mind's going at this point. So it's like, zoom, 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 zoom. I'm like, oh, my God. And I remember my parents coming in. Of course, they're clothed now.
Of course.
They got on their clothes. They're like, Keith, like, it's like now we need to kind of have the talk. But I'm still, like, really young.
Yeah.
They're like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? I did not talk to them for 3 hours, y'all. And a kid not talking to their parents, because they were wrong. They should not have been doing that. They should not have been doing that. Whatever they were doing.
Oh.
Nasties. I just knew they were wrong, you know?
Of course. So when you're that young, it looks wrong.
So I didn't talk to them for like a few hours, and I probably got hungry. Hey, y'all, I need some food. What y'all got?
All right, I'm willing to put this past us if you give me some apple
We can
jacks.
Talk about that later, you know?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did they bring it up when you were again?
Not for real. I don't think any of us wanted to, but I remember talking about it when we were older, you know, when I was older.
Like a couple months
ago. Yeah, but that wasn't the only time.
Damn!
Mm-hmm.
Holy
wow.
shit.
Yep.
I knew it. I was like, I hope this gets someone.
Yeah. Did that just make me lose, though?
You lost.
Yeah, you lost.
I won.
But Shane
I
did won.
Win. But I won one.
You won one.
Keith won. Shane won. I lost.
Yes.
Big time.
That's right.
Woo!
I lost.
Shout out to all the losers out there.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. We're cool. We're floating.
Keith, thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Missed you.
Yes. I'm glad to be here. Whenever you guys want to play the shot game, I'll come back again.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
All right, great.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's
We're going to send Keith on a cruise.
And get his license.
And my passport.
And your passport.
We're doing it all. Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.